colleges across the state are dealing with budget cuts. One physician who works in the LSU system is already seeking a way to assist his department with some much-needed revenue. Dr. Paul McCarthy is a critical care physician with LSU Health Sciences Center in Shreveport.
Some of the research project I was hoping to get involved in with myself and actually more with our basic science PhD level researchers, I thought, well, maybe we can come up with a way to support research ourselves. Obviously, it won't be all of it, but if just any little bit will help.
McCarthy and some fellow physicians created the Northern Louisiana Brain and Spinal Cord Injury Foundation, a vehicle for neurologic research. An encounter with one patient led to a developing relationship and a fundraising possibility.
I'm a huge music, especially blues fan, and Buddy Flett is kind of, in Shreveport for sure, is a big celebrity. And when I first came to Shreveport about 4 years ago was when Buddy got sick. What happened with him was he had encephalitis, which is inflammation of the brain, when he was in the intensive care unit at LSU. Because of my interest in music, everybody kept saying, well, you know, you and Buddy got something in common. And when he started getting better, we kind of had a little bond because of our musical heroes are the same. People on my board started talking about a charitable foundation. I brought up the idea, well, maybe I can talk to Buddy, maybe we can make a record.
He says research is open for any type of brain or spinal cord injury. Traumatic brain injury and trauma is a top five cause of death in Louisiana. It covers a wide range of description, from an injury sustained in a motor vehicle accident to a progressive disease such as Alzheimer's. For Buddy Flett, he believes he contracted encephalitis through an insect bite during a cruise. He says after being home for just over a week, he began to experience the severe effects of the viral infection. One evening, while in the company of a couple friends at his home, he complained of not feeling well and laid down. Shortly after, a friend went to check on Buddy and found him unresponsive.
And so they called 911 and they got me in the ambulance. And that's when I think I had a seizure. Instead of going to the hospital that they were thinking, they ran me to LSU.
At the hospital, Flett's seizure left him with trouble breathing. He was placed into a medically induced coma. After a month, he began a slow recovery, learning to walk and working on his speech. He says memory loss has been an issue to deal with.
They handed me a guitar, and I turned it around the wrong way. And that's when everybody went, oh, he can't do that. This good friend of mine came in and sat there with me for hours and taught me how to play Jimmy Reed. And I mean, it took about 3 weeks.
He says from knowing about 1,000 songs, he now manages to take on about 38 songs to perform.
I lost my way home.
The friendship he formed with McCarthy has led to the benefit CD Louisiana Swamp Stomp, with donated efforts from Percy Sledge, Lil Buck Senegal, Henry Gray, and a host of others. McCarthy says a tour with various artists from the project is planned, and the foundation's website, brainhelp.org, will provide updates.
Information about the organization will be up, and also information about the CD, and we're going to be doing some actually fundraising concerts over the next 6 months, and we do plan to come to Monroe, although we haven't picked a time or a place for that. So a couple of the artists will come and do a concert.
Flett says he's excited to be a part of the upcoming tour.
I got a pretty good little show. It's me and my acoustic and a bass drum that I kick. Play a lot of open tuning, a lot of Mississippi-style stuff.
I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.